Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and we're streaming live on YouTube too. At the team 980. Big show today, NBA Finals, where we'll start. We might hit a little NBA draft at some point too. The Athletic just dropped a fairly interesting mock draft. I actually don't believe what they have the Wizards doing is going to be on the table based off of what I know and what the Wizards have said publicly about how they feel about this draft class, but we can get into all of that as we go. Later on in the show, we will also obviously wrap Commanders minicamp, as we will hear from Dan Quinn in our pick six at six. And Logan and I will dive deep into the Commanders receiver room a little bit later on in the show as well. So excited to do that and take a look at the Commanders receiving depth. We did hear from Dan Quinn earlier today. Again, you'll hear again from him extensively in the pick six, but he was talking about Noah Brown and the injury update, and there's not really a lot to report at this time. So take that for what it is. He's getting the MRI later today. Nice and convenient for them to do the MRI on a day where they don't have another media session for – I don't know. When's camp open? July 20 something.
Yep.
So, yeah. I guess preseason or pre-camp press conference. We might get an update on Noah Brown unless somebody does some reporting, and I'm sure that Nikki and John and Ben and everybody will be doing the reporting on that front. All right. As for how we start this thing, first of all, hello Anthony. How are you?
What's up, C. Hoff? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
I was just making sure.
Oh, why wouldn't I been able to hear you?
Because I'm looking at the stream, making sure like it was. We're using something different today, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, thing is, I got enough tech background that nobody knew anything until you said it. But I remember Anthony. I hear you through the. Since we're gonna just peel back the curtain.
Yeah, you hear me through the board.
I see you on the stream. Like I'm operating from home today. Downtown DC has started its descent into chaos for the weekend. So I'm gonna steer clear of that. I can stay in my own house and do the show. It'll be all right. So on these days, I see Anthony through a screen, which is funny because even when I'm there, Anthony, I'm kind of seeing you through a screen because you're like floating off on the side. But I hear you through the Comrex. I hear you through the radio equipment. I just see you through the stream.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No, I did.
I would hope so, because you're the one running the radio side of the show. Okay. That makes me feel great. The NBA Finals last night. Another weird game, but God, that was a good game. Excellent game. Game three of the finals with the Indiana Pacers ultimately getting the win. I believe the final score was 116-107, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, just an outstanding performance by the Pacers. And It's funny, man, like the narratives that come out and the narratives that we're going in. And I yesterday kind of pushed back on the is Tyrese Halliburton being aggressive enough narrative on the specifics of like what it means to be aggressive. And I think, Anthony, what I've decided is I was being annoying. Like, I don't want to say like what I was saying was incorrect. I'm not saying that just to, like, protect myself. Like, just what people meant, instead of just pushing back because it is kind of a lazy thing that I think people do. Is he too aggressive? Like, I don't think Tyrese Halliburton was playing poorly, but I also think it's okay to say Tyrese Halliburton wasn't playing in the way he needed to for the Pacers to win, specifically in game two. And frankly, in game one, until the very end where he hits a miraculous shot and they ultimately do win game one. And there's a great comparison that I think can be made here of just how thin that margin is and why this line of delineation is so important. So I was listening to Zach Lowe. I think people listen to the show for a bunch of years or even, you know, a bunch of weeks know that he's my number one basketball listen. And so he was on Simmons' podcast, as in Bill Simmons, after the game last night. And so I was listening to that today after I watched the game. And, you know, Bill was talking about how people just need to accept that Halliburton is what he is. He's a guy that averages 19-9 in the regular season, 19-9 in the playoffs. And he, like, Chris Paul was like that, and Steve Nash was like that. And these are guys that people always were like, oh, you should be more aggressive. You need to shoot more. You need to do this, do that. And the reality was, is like, they were MVP caliber players. Chris Paul was the best point guard in the league for a long time. He kind of took that mantle, from Steve Nash, who won multiple MVPs and had deep playoff runs. But, like, I hate saying this, but it's also true. Neither of those guys won a title. And the reason I hate saying is because, like, I'm not telling you they weren't good or they were never good enough to win a title. But I think when you talk about a true championship team, where we've talked about there's these layers that you just have to get better and better. And I thought Richard Jefferson was great on this in the broadcast last night, where he's like, you think you've played hard before, and then you get to the playoffs, and then you think you're playing really hard, and then you get to the finals, and you're like, I can't believe I'm playing this hard. I can't believe this is what's required. And so the ratchet just gets turned up and up and up and up and up. And I think at some point, to win a title, your best player, which Chris Paul was the best player on his teams and Steve Nash was the best player on his teams, needs to have these moments where they grab the game by the cojones. I hope I can say that. Spanish. What a savior. They grab the game by the and they just say, I'm going to take over in the most direct way possible, which is to score. And I think last night, Tyrese Halliburton hit that balance for that archetype of player perfectly. He didn't need to have 40, but he couldn't have 15. He couldn't take 11 shots. He's got to get downhill, touch the paint, and yeah, if five OKC players collapse, then we're going to kick out and we're going to need some guys to hit some shots. But it's like what I said needed to happen, if I'm going to flagellate myself for being pedantic with the language of aggression, I can also give myself credit for this. Where did he do a lot of his scoring last night? It was the pull-up jumpers and it was the floaters. And it was in that mid-range game that I said it's against 28 other teams or 25 teams or 29 teams. The right thing to do is if you get in that mid-range and the defense starts to collapse, kick the ball. And you have to trust it. And because OKC's rotations are so on point, and because this is the NBA freaking finals, Tyrese Halliburton's going to have to take some bad shots. You just have to. You have to flip that switch. And I thought he did that last night masterfully. And there's a bunch of other stuff we can talk about with this game, because obviously TJ McConnell mattered a lot. Benedict Mathurin mattered a lot. You know, Jalen Williams, I thought, had a really up and down day on the OKC side, some really good stuff, but also some key turnovers. The way Chet just disintegrated in the fourth quarter, the physicality of Indiana. I could talk about this game, and frankly, we might for an hour, because this is what the sport is for. The sport is for deciding a champion. We're at the deciding a champion portion of it. But these games, these series, swing in the largest capacity on the stars. And SGA had probably his worst game. I mean, the first two games he dropped 30 plus. So easily his worst game of the finals, one of his worst games of the playoffs last night. It wasn't horrendous. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good enough. And I think that's the point that I want to take out of this and out of the point that I've reinforced by the game last night is when we're talking about winning a title. And I think it's important to like say this in a way that doesn't just turn it into if this guy doesn't perform this and he's a loser and he sucks, right? It's just a blunt fact of what it takes to win a championship in the NBA, which I've talked about ad nauseum, I think is the hardest thing to do in sports. That if you're a star trying to win a title, the level you have to play at is so ridiculously high that if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't meet it for a game, you're probably going to drop it. And the tweak, the turn up for Haliburton to get in the paint more, take a few more shots, take a little bit more risk. That's the difference in winning and losing at this final stage. And again, it's not to say that Shai isn't capable. I hate, like, that's where, to me, our business, the media, gets it wrong. Is they try to make grand summations about players based off every game. Every game becomes a referendum. Within the course of this game, game three, Haliburton played at a championship level. Gilgeous-Alexander did not. There's a bunch of other stuff that happened and reasons why, and we should and will get into it. But I think it's also okay to say that if you're trying to give fair and accurate analysis about what happened last night in game three.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not going to lie, Craig. You just laid a lot or presented a lot to the audience. But to piggyback off, you know, Tyrese Halliburton's performance, again, like, that's sort of kind of, I think, what everybody wanted to see out of Haliburton. Like, just be aggressive. Get some shots up. And the thing is, like, it wasn't just shots. He was also just controlling the pace of the game. And in the first half, like, it's not like he was, like, killing everybody. I think he probably had, like, 12 total points in the first half. But he had, like, 7 assists also. So it was the fact that he was dictating the pace, getting others involved, and being aggressive, getting, you know, his feet in the paint and being able to dish along those lines. So I definitely think they're going to need more of that from Haliburton because we know he has it. And that's the thing with Haliburton. Like, if we could see this on a more consistent basis, I think people will be less reluctant to, you know, anoint this guy as a superstar. But it's some games where he goes out there and has 26 and 15 assists. And then there are games where he goes out there and has 12 and, you know, 6. So it's more so just, I guess, wanting to see more consistency. But this is the biggest stage of them all. And you got to act like it's, and you only have they got to win 2 more games. So
they're 2 games from a title. Yeah. And yeah, I think it also in some ways we're spoiled by the last 2 decades of basketball. right? So, and this like is a different conversation in terms of like what, and it really just comes down to what's your definition of a superstar. Like if your definition of a superstar is you have to be like a top 20 all-time guy like LeBron James, then you're just going to be really unhappy with really good players all the time. And I don't think you have to be LeBron James to win a championship. I think you have to be LeBron James to win three or more. Like Tyrese Halliburton's probably not going to be the best player on four title teams unless he gets more consistently aggressive in the ways that you're talking about and, you know, becomes a consistent 25 point per game type of guy and keeps the passing at the level that it is. Like, yeah. At that point, we're talking about a totally different stratosphere of player. We're talking about a guy that doesn't, and that goes from making jokes about himself on the Olympic team to being the best player on it. Like, we're talking about a very different caliber of player. But within that, like, he's like, if this is who Tyrese Halliburton is for the rest of his career, he's going to be on the NBA 100 list when they make it, right? Like, Dame Lillard was on the NBA 75 list. Russell Westbrook was on the NBA 75 list when they did their 75 players of the first 75 years of the league. Tyrese Halliburton's track right now is that he's going to be on the NBA 100. Best 100 players, but if he's on players 75 to 100, that's very different than if you're in 1 to 25. And because we've had LeBron for the last two decades, and like Steph Curry is also on that side of the list, like we're spoiled on what a superstar has to be. Those guys are whatever's beyond a superstar. Those guys are generational. Durant, even to an extent, as a scorer is generational. It's the lack of roundness in his game that probably actually puts him closer to Halliburton, in my opinion, than someone like LeBron. But that's, you know, he's probably like dead in the middle of the two, right? And so that's the thing with Halliburton is like, yeah, sure. If he's probably not going to be that, and that's okay. He's probably going to win a lot and be very, very good, for a very long time and be a multiple time All-Star and Hall of Famer. If he keeps on doing what he has been the last couple of years. But if he does take another step, which is possible because he's still not old, he's not, like he's entering his prime, not exiting. I think, what is he, like 25, 26?
Yeah, he's young.
So if he locks in that level of consistency, then I do think we're having a different conversation about Tyrese Halliburton. As for the other pieces in this series, what did happen with SGA last night and why an old friend might have become his worst enemy, plus the bit players, if you will, that changed the game for Indiana in that second quarter. We're talking about the NBA Finals with you here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.